AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Oil prices are again above $100 a barrel after Iran's unrelenting attacks on shipping traffic and energy infrastructure. Iran has hit a container ship off the coast of Dubai, caused a blaze near Bahrain's international airport, targeted a major Saudi oil field with a drone attack, and forced Iraq to halt operations at the country's oil terminals after an attack on a port on the Persian Gulf. Meanwhile, American and Israeli strikes have pounded the Islamic Republic. President Trump has been on the road pushing his economic message and attacking a Republican critic.
President Trump traveled to Ohio and Kentucky Wednesday, touting his efforts to pressure drug makers into lowering drug prices, but he also found himself addressing the spike in gasoline prices prompted by the Iran war.
Prices are coming down very substantially. Oil will be coming down. That's just a matter of war.
He moved on to Kentucky, where he attacked Republican Congressman Thomas Massie.
We got to get rid of this loser.
Massie's been one of Trump's highest-profile GOP critics.
This guy is bad. He's disloyal to the Republican Party. He's disloyal to the people of Kentucky. And most importantly, he is disloyal to the United States of America. And he's got to be voted out of office as soon as possible.
Trump has endorsed Massie's primary challenger,
Ed Galron.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Outdated intelligence has likely led to the United States carrying out a deadly strike on an elementary school in Iran that killed over 165 people. That's according to a U.S. official and a second person briefed on a preliminary investigation. Some of the nation's busiest airports saw hours-long security lines this weekend as the partial government shutdown begins to hit air travel. This is AP News. Jeffrey Epstein's longtime accountant is now the focus of the ongoing congressional investigation.
Jeffrey Epstein's longtime accountant and the executor of his estate, Richard Kahn, was deposed by lawmakers on Capitol Hill. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says Kahn told them he had not personally seen the victims or any evidence of sexual abuse by Epstein.
Every witness has said that they never saw anything inappropriate.
But he did provide a better picture of how Epstein acquired his wealth.
There were five clients that paid money to Epstein, and that was Les Wexner, Glenn Dubin, Stephen Sanofsky, the Rothschilds, and Leon Black.
None of those people have been accused of wrongdoing. Committee Democrats argue that anyone with ties to the wealthy financier should be scrutinized. Democrat James Walkinshaw.
You know, Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking ring would not have been possible without Richard Kahn.
Jennifer King, Washington.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.